back into Skipperley, Dad?
Yeah. On you go. Yeah, I moved the fence over while you were helping Mum.
Go on. So, what did you think?
What, whether you're any good at milking?
Before that.
Oh, practising your stock judging.
Well, it's the first time I've put them in exactly the same order as you.
You did very well, Pip. I made a point of picking out four that were very close.
Yeah, it was really hard. Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi.
Ruth's in the milking parlour if you're picking up your wages.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Go on, slow coach.
I was going to put 242 last. Because, you know, her leg bones.
Yeah, she's a bit diddy, isn't she? Come on, let's walk about.
But when you look at her udder...
Well, that's the business end of a dairy cow.
It's really firmly attached. And the quarters are all evenly balanced.
Well, I deliberately put her in to get you thinking. You were right to mark her up.
So difficult, balancing everything out, though.
Well, it wouldn't take any skill otherwise.
339 had good feet and a good udder, but...
Not square on enough from the front.
Yeah, her elbows aren't firm against her chest.
Hey, well spotted.
I need loads more practice, though, before the young farmers competition.
Well, that's not a problem. The North Gloucestershire show's not for another fortnight yet, is it? Go on, you go.
But will you keep testing me?
Yeah, of course. Although, remember, my idea of a good cow is one that's well suited to grazing. But the judge at the show... He might be looking for something completely different.
Mike?
All right, Oliver. Just kind of get the bottle washer started.
Yeah, well, before you do...
Yeah?
I've been doing some hard thinking for the last couple of days.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to wind up the business, Mike.
Oh. Yeah, I see.
Obviously, it'll take some time. I can't do anything with the herd till we're clear of TB.
Well, no.
But when we are, I'm going to sell them off. See if I can get a price for everything in here and try to cut my losses and, well, get out.
Yeah. Well, I can't say I'm surprised after last week.
Losing two more was the final straw. Look, I'm letting you know so you'll have at least 3 months to find another supplier for the round.
You're quite sure about it?
I'm sorry, Mike. Can't see any other option.
Oh.
So it's best to be direct with you.
Only... Well, I can understand why you're feeling that way. More than most, I reckon, but... When we do get clear of TB...
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it? When? Some guys have had it in their herd for years.
But when we do get through the business in bad shape, Oliver, not the fundamentals.
I'm sorry. But I've been through all this with Caroline.
Yeah, all right, we've lost customers, but it's worth thinking about why we've kept most of them, though. I mean, what I hear on the doorstep all the time is people love the Guernsey milk.
Yeah, well, I'm not disputing that.
Now, if I go back to selling them stuff from one of the big dairies, it'll be a real letdown.
Mike, whatever I do, they're going to be losers. But carrying on like this is, it's just unacceptable.
Not even worth waiting for one more test?
I haven't the fight for it anymore, Mike. That's the top and bottom of it.
Well, that's been a hell of a thing for you to put up with.
Yeah, well, I don't like what it's doing to me. I don't sleep properly before the test. I lose my temper over nothing.
Well, no one's holding that against you.
I'm not going to make matters worse by stringing you all along with false hope. It's not fair on you. Or Jazza. And least of all, Ed.
In you go. That's it.
Oh, can you give me a lift to Jonathan's after tea, Dad?
What, again?
Yes.
You saw him yesterday. Are you afraid he's grown another head since then?
Well, we're all going this evening. Darryl, Millie and Evan.
Oh, the young farmer's crew.
Yeah, we're working on our routine for the charity concert.
Oh.
We've got to be ready for the end of next month. And it's so complicated.
Is it? Thought you were just doing... You know, funny songs like last time.
No, there's a lot more to it now. We're dancing as well, doing the nutty dance.
Why does that not surprise me?
Two baggy trousers.
Baggy trousers? I didn't know you liked madness.
Well, it was Uncle Kenton's idea. We were talking about 80s music.
Oh, what, for his birthday party?
And Auntie Sheila's.
Oh.
So, I've started working out a routine. We'll all need hats and suits.
Well, it's not often he talks sense, but that does sound a great improvement on the Moulin Rouge.
Well, he's had some great ideas for the party as well. I love his T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, your mum wasn't so pleased with this suggestion for her.
A rah-rah skirt? No, I can't really see her as Madonna.
Not quite her thing.
But you going as Jimmy Savile is brilliant.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, why not? It'll be so cool. Blonde wig, gold medallion, clunky rings. Never
in a million years.
Oh, why not?
Because I do the worst Jimmy Savile impression in the whole universe.
But that's what's so fantastic about it. Everyone could have fun guessing who you are.
Now then, show one dead one day. Any more cheek and Jim will fix it. You don't get your lift after tea.
I'll have to go home soon.
When's Georgie back from Ivy's?
In about half an hour.
Oh, it can't be that late. Oh, blimey.
We've been here ages, Ed.
It's crazy, isn't it? Sneaking around, finding a quiet corner of a country park.
I couldn't think of anywhere else.
It's like being kids again. Yeah, do you remember Passion Alley at school?
Oh, yeah, behind the tech block.
Going for a quick snog where the teachers couldn't see you.
And who did you go with?
Me? Oh, I just heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to go on pretending, Em.
It was only because of work yesterday and looking after Georgie.
Yeah, I'm only saying that now it's happened, let's tell everyone.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, maybe it's going to surprise one or two people, but we've got nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed. I want everyone to know we're back together as much as you do.
Yeah, so let's do it.
I just want to do it properly. Be completely honest with our family and friends.
Yeah, me too.
Which means we've got to tell Will first.
Hey.
It wouldn't be right if he hears it from someone else.
No. It was bad enough Fallon working it out for herself.
Oh, yeah.
Jazza told me she's really pushing the band now. She's got a few gigs coming up.
Has she?
Yeah, and like a little tour. So
we got to tell Will because of Georgie.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a right to know you're going to be a big part in his son's life again.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've really missed being around George.
And he's missed you.
Yeah, it's only fair to tell Will first. All right, come on then.
Not now.
Well, no, the sooner it's done, the better.
Well, he's at Blenheim Palace today.
Oh, yeah, Mum said it's a game fair.
He won't be back till late.
All right, we'll see him tomorrow.
Look, I'll do it, Ed.
I'll come with you.
Maybe it's best if you don't.
Look, you don't have to face things on your own anymore.
I know that, but just this once.
Why?
Me and Will, we've been getting on a lot better lately, you know. Sort of putting the past behind us.
Yeah, but I want to help.
I know that, darling, but if you're there, you and Will...
Yeah.
You set each other off so easily. And I don't want anything to spoil things just as they're going right for us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it is. I'll ring Will and leave a message. We'll meet up as soon as possible.
I'm off now, Oliver.
Right out.
Getting a good shine on that.
Oh, well, Caroline had Mizzy out this morning. Didn't have time to clean her tack.
Ah. Have you told Ed yet about closing the dairy?
No, I haven't had a chance, actually. He's been scudding off so quickly the past couple of days.
Well, yeah, his mind's elsewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose I should ring him, shouldn't I?
No. Not immediately.
Why not?
Well, like you said, there's at least 3 months before you can sell the herd.
Yeah, there's no sense in delaying, is there? I mean, you'll have to start looking for alternative work.
And with the state he was in after the test last week, might not be the best time for him to hear more bad news.
Yeah, well, he has to know sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, but can't you give it a few days?
Mike, if you think holding off for a little while is going to make me change my mind...
No, I don't. I respect what you said this morning.
Look, I've run through the argument so often in my head.
It's only that since there is a little time to play with...
What's the point?
Because if you tell him now, that's it. The dairy's finished.
Yeah, well, you don't have to remind me.
It will really cut Ed up. You can't go back once you've done it.
No.
And since you aren't forced to decide right this minute, why not take advantage? Wait till you're absolutely 100% certain. You never know. The TB might be gone next time round.
If it makes you feel easier, Mike, I won't say anything to Ed just yet, till there isn't even a shadow of doubt in my mind.
Thanks.
But I really don't think it's going to make a scrap of difference.
Yeah, I'm right, though, aren't I?
You're always right, Ed.
Yeah?
Well, today you are. Everything's right, even the sun's out.
Well, is this where we've got to split up?
Well, don't say that.
You know what I mean, in case anyone sees us.
It's only till tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't us not being right for each other, was it?
Of course it wasn't.
And a big part of it was being cooped up in that flaming caravan.
Oh, it was awful.
Once the weather got cold, oh, man.
It was freezing and the water running down inside the windows.
No, it was only natural you were worried about what it was doing to George.
I should have taken more notice of you, though. What you were going through.
Yeah, well, that's why we're going to get it right this time, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll rent somewhere decent.
What, move straight in with each other?
No, why not? Well, we wasted enough time apart, haven't we?
Oh, Ed.
Oh, you like that idea, do you?
I love it. And it'll be so much easier than before, both of us working.
Yeah, I know. Right, Oliver don't pay me a fortune, but at least it's steady.
I'm not making that much either, but... Well, between the two of us...
And we're going to have to hunt round, mind. It'd be nice to stay in Ambridge, but...
Oh, no, there's nowhere we can afford, is there?
Yeah, probably not. I'd like to stay close, though. I don't want to spend all my wages on petrol.
And it's better for George if we're near, for when I'm at Jack's.
Oh, yeah, and still wanting to be near his grandparents.
And Will.
And what's George going to make of us living together?
As soon as we've told everyone, we'll talk to him, explain what's happening.
Do you think he'll mind?
He'll love having you round again.
Oh, I hope so.
It's going to be so good. All living together.
Yeah, Dad says they finished the new flats at Hollerton, by the marketplace.
Hollerton's all right.
Might not be able to afford it, though. Well,
let's find out what the rent is. If it's too much, we'll just look somewhere else.
Yeah, but we won't stop till we find somewhere.
No. As long as we're together, Ed. That's everything.
It's one of me oldest traps, but I can use the mesh again.
No wonder you get tears in your shirts, William. I've sewed up the two you left me.
Thanks, Mum.
And they're iron, so don't grab them up any old hell.
I won't.
I thought you might give me a ring last night when you got back from the game fair.
It was too late.
How'd you get on?
Great. Really enjoyed myself.
Oh, that's good.
Dad would have liked it. They had a really good display on ferreting.
You'll have to take him, won't you?
Yeah, why not?
And did you give Meg a run? You talked about going in for the scramble again.
No, there was too much to see. I wish Brian had been there.
What for?
Well, I'd have dropped a few hints. There were some brilliant quad bikes and 4x4s.
Come back with plans to spend the shoot's money, have you?
Only on stuff we need. If you don't invest, the guns stop coming.
Yeah, same with anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you coming over for your tea later?
Oh.
I'm making fish pie. I'll do the topping crispy.
Thanks, Mum, but not tonight. I'm busy.
Oh, doing what?
Nothing special. Just catching up.
You ready, George? Yeah, hold your hands up.
That's it.
Oh, nearly.
Good try, though. Now throw it to Mummy.
Yeah.
What time are you going, then?
His text said any time after 7. Right, go on, Georgie.
Oh, brilliant!
Well done!
Yeah, I'm going to go around Mum and Dad's at the same time, then.
Ed?
Oh, what a catch! Did you see that?
Then after tonight.
Yeah, we won't be hiding here anymore. There you go, George.
Oh!
You better catch it with your hands, not head it.
You going to go and get it, Georgie? That's it, good boy.
Are you still all right about it? Seeing Will on your own?
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. I'll be glad when it's over.
Yeah.
Not just with him, with Mum and Dad as well.
I'm the same. I just want everyone to know.
You get jittery, don't you, wondering how they'll take it?
Oh, it's the other side of the tree, George.
That'll be all right. That'll be a bit of a fuss, and then I'll get over it.
Yeah, that's it.
And then we can just get on with things. I'm going to go into Rodway's tomorrow.
Oh, he's seen something. There's a spider's web.
Yeah, he loves anything like that.
Is that a spider, George?
Yes.
On my way into Jack's, I'll ask what flats they've got.
Well, there's bound to be something.
You going to bring the ball back, Georgie?
Daddy.
Oh, you're going to have to carry on without me. Afternoon milking.
Can't keep the boss waiting.
No, Oliver won't know if I'm late. He's already been near the cow since the tests.
Ed's got to go now, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of ways of stopping him being so miserable.
Are you going
to
say goodbye?
Bye.
I'll see you soon, fella.
Right. Bye, Ed. I'll ring you afterwards. Tell you how it went with Will.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you about Mum and Dad.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, good luck.
Are these the last of the poults? In this batch, yes. Thanks for the help bringing them in, Adam.
Oh, since I was up here. Do you want a hand with them, Will?
Oh, nah, it's all right. I'll do it when you've gone.
Okay. Well, I only wanted to say, if anything crops up with the shoot after Friday...
That's when Brian's off?
Yes, yeah, tanning himself on the Costa Smeralda for 10 days, along with Mum and Rory. So, any problems up here? Come to me.
Sure.
I admit I'm not as clued up on the shoot as I should be, but I want to start getting the feel of it.
Oh, okay.
If Brian starts taking more holidays, I need to know what makes it tick.
Well, actually... While I was at the game fair,
Sorry. I meant to ask. How was it?
Yeah, really good. I saw some excellent quad bikes and trailers there.
Ah.
Which got me wondering if it's time to upgrade ours. I've had so much trouble with the track rod.
Yeah, it's no good relying on clapped-out equipment.
Well, I brought back some brochures to show Brian. But if you're taking an interest as well...
I'm happy to have a look.
Oh, cheers. I'll drop them in sometime.
Please. And, maybe you can help me out.
Oh?
Any chance at all of you turning out at cricket again?
Oh.
I'm only asking because we played Tony against Edgeley on Saturday. Not good.
No?
He ran out Barry, was bowled by a straight one himself, then dropped two absolute sitters.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were pasted in the end.
Oh, I'd like to say yes, Adam, but I simply haven't got time.
No, I know.
Not with the shoot and Georgia.
I thought you'd say no. At this rate, I'm going to have to ask Lajos.
Who?
Alice's Hungarian boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend. Might take his mind off his broken heart.
She's finished with him, has she?
Yeah. Yeah, said he was getting too full on. Kept talking about introducing her to his mother in Hungary.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't interested?
He's a nice enough guy, but not worth throwing university up for.
Yeah, she's serious about her studies, isn't she?
More interested in all the cute boys she hopes to meet. Won't shut up about them. She's out every night at the moment. I can't keep up with her.
Well, she's right not to get too serious yet.
Yeah, no danger of that.
You don't know your own mind at that age, do you?
Well, some people do.
Yeah, not many. Well, it's like me and Emma. We weren't much older than Alice when we got married. It's no wonder we made such a hash of things.
You wish you'd waited?
Well, sort of. Now we're older and more settled, we started getting on really well.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Like when we have a picnic with George or something. Feels like we're a real family again.
I see.
And it's good for George to see his mum and dad getting along so well.
And you seem happy enough about it?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
So, any chance of a reconciliation?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
Oh, it's funny. She left a message while I was away. Said she wanted to come over this evening. Talk to me about something important.
Ah.
So, who knows?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't keep saying that, Mum.
Is that why you and Fallon split up?
No.
Because you were seeing her again.
I didn't cheat on Fallon, I swear it.
Oh, Edward.
I didn't.
Oh, my Lord.
Look, let him say his piece, love.
She's the one who broke up with me.
Well, I can't believe it had nothing to do with Emma, though.
Not how you think.
Well, how then?
Fallon worked out. The me and Emma were still in love.
Oh.
We weren't doing anything about
it. She's such a lovely girl, Fallon. You were so well suited, weren't they, Eddie?
It's no use saying that now.
I know it's a shock to you.
Ha!
That we... You've got to give us a chance. We're serious about each other.
Oh, Edward.
And we're looking for somewhere to live together.
No. Eddie!
Look, it's no good pulling faces at me, love. The boy knows his own mind.
But that's a lot of help. Have you even thought about what you're doing?
Yes!
What this is going to do to William?
Emma's gone round there now.
He's going to be devastated.
Well, she's not his wife anymore.
And you know full well why. And what about Georgie? He means the world to William.
But this isn't going to change anything.
Of course it is.
But Emma's telling Will. I'll tell him. I'll never get in the way of him being George's dad.
Poor little boy.
He can see George the same as now.
Eddie!
What?
Can't you make him see sense?
Ew! If him and Emma have made their minds up.
I'm sorry, Mum. We don't want to hurt anyone. But we love each other. We have got to be together. That's just how it is. Can you at least give us a chance?
Where are you off to now? To see her?
No. Just out. I know it's a shock. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It won't help you getting in a state, love.
Why didn't you say nothing?
If they think they're in love, well, there's nothing I can say. Oh. Or you.
And I thought things was getting better between the boys slowly, but...
It was paper thin.
Why has she gone back to her? Why?
Oh, Clary.
She's been nothing but trouble to both of them. Why don't you just clear off and leave them alone?
Now, come on, love.
And Fallon was so good for Edward, wasn't she?
I know.
Why can't he see it, then?
It's one of them things, that's all.
Stop being so calm about it, Eddie.
I'm not. I'm...
Don't you remember how we were last time? Well, is she going to do the same to him again?
I thought it'd save you a job if I called by for the brochures.
Thanks. I've marked a couple of trailers worth looking at as well, but no rush. You can wait till Brian gets back.
So... The wine isn't in anticipation of a new quad bike, hmm?
Oh, no. This is, well...
That's all right. I know you're expecting a guest.
I saw that was pulling up, actually. Oh,
Don't worry, I'm on my way. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Oh.
Will's waiting for you. See you.
Oh, right, bye.
Come in, Emma.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, is that a new top?
No.
You look nice, though.
Oh, thanks.
I was just going to pour myself some wine. You want some?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it felt that sort of evening. Sit down.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Well, how's George?
Good. Yeah, he was at Water Babies today.
How did he get on? Oh, there you go.
Good, I think he liked it.
No, I bet he did. Go on, sit down. No need to be nervous. Whatever you've got to say.
Will?
Because actually, I've been doing some thinking. You know, about us.
Me and Ed are back together.
What?
We wanted you to be the first to know, because of George.
You and Ed?
It's only just happened. We didn't think it was going to, but... You don't mind, do you?
No. Why should I?
I know it'll take some getting used to.
It don't bother me.
Will?
Your life. Mess it up how you like.
You what?
I can't believe I saw you...
Well, you're upset about it.
No. You're going to get hurt again, you know that.
No.
Yes, you will.
No, it's different now. We've changed.
Ed's the same. He's always the same.
I really thought you'd be
what?
Okay. I was hoping it...
What?
That maybe in time I didn't expect you'd be so angry.
I thought you'd got more sense these days. How can you even... And what about George? Well,
nothing's different.
With Ed around.
You'll have George the same day.
Ed's gonna... He'll mess him up completely.
No, he won't.
Of course he will.
Ed isn't like that. He'll make a great...
What? A great what?
He'll be fine with George.
He's just a kid himself. A nasty, sneaking little kid.
He's better than you think, Will. Much better.
I know my own brother.
So do I, and I love him. And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't expect you to take it like this.
I couldn't care less.
I wanted to tell you face to face so you didn't hear from anyone else.
Well, now you have. So why don't you go home?
He
Lower Loxley.
Mildred is a fancy for a last visit.
Oh.
Better keep hold, Eddie.
I am.
Two more buckles and we're done.
You're a lot quicker going in her car.
Ah, well, that's true. But she says she wants to go in the trap special. She enjoyed riding round with Bartleby.
Oh,
it's no wonder he's skittish, you wheezing like a cracked kettle.
Oh, I'm worried, Dad.
Yeah, you're making too much of it.
Well, you heard Clary last night when she came back from William.
Oh, I know.
He was in pieces.
And I'm very sorry for the boy.
He wasn't talking straight. His eyes were red. Well, now, William doesn't cry easy.
Oh, he don't deserve to be hurt the way he has been.
No, he doesn't.
But if it was going to happen, maybe it's best done and out the way.
Yeah, or maybe Edward could have kept his trousers zipped up.
You can't blame him, Eddie. Him and Emma, if they're meant to be, they're meant to be.
But the trouble is, he don't think about the consequences.
He thought hard about it.
Edward?
Come to me a couple of times because he was so worried.
He never said.
In confidence. Didn't know what to do for best.
And you told him to get back with Emma?
No. All I said was, chances for real happiness don't come very often in life. He had to weigh up the risks of it going wrong against how he'd feel if he never spoke up.
Dad!
What's wrong with that, eh? Don't the boy deserve a chance to find out?
I don't know.
You and me have been lucky. Know what it's like to belong with somebody. Would you deny him the same?
Oh, I knew he hadn't really got over him.
Deep in the pair of them, I reckon.
If it wasn't for William, I'd say best of luck. I don't know how I'd have got on without Clary.
Then don't be so hard on him.
Oh, I won't be. Oh, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
I don't know any of us would want it between the boys, but wishing won't change it.
Me and Clary will have to stick by the pair of them, do whatever we can to get them through.
That's right.
Though I could do with your help, Dad. Making her see things ain't as bad as she thinks.
Have you seen it, Dad?
What?
My rule.
There's a ruler in my toolbox.
My steel rule. I need it for tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh!
I can't do my practical exam with a wooden ruler.
Well, where did you last have it?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be looking, would I?
There's no use getting flustered.
Oh, Bronnie's van. I stuck it in the door pocket when we left Pennyhassett.
Oh.
I'll pick it up after lunch.
So we can call off the ASC rescue, can we?
When's Mum making lunch?
When she gets back, I expect. Unless you want to make yourself useful and do it.
You're a better cook than I am.
No, I'm trying to work out what Dean Farms owes me for the last two batches of wieners.
Oh. Did you get spotted yesterday?
Hmm?
You and Shula spying on Shelley Magna.
We weren't spying. You can't help hearing the bells when you walk past the church.
What are they like?
Oh, they were very good. Unfortunately. Pace was fine, so was their rhythm.
I will still beat them.
We'll have a job.
You said we were getting better at the last practice.
Well, we need to get a lot better still. Oh, we're in the tower again Friday evening.
Okay.
Though whether we can put ourselves up to their level.
Great. Mm. Well, what's for lunch, Mum? I'm starving.
You've lost the use of your hands, have you? Can't you get something yourself?
I've been shoeing all morning.
Emma's covering at the shop?
For a couple of hours, yeah. Mm. Clary's got George.
Do you want me to put the grill on or something?
I was hoping to talk to her again when she came in. Mm. But Mrs. Winter wanted to settle her papers so we didn't get a chance.
I don't know what she's thinking of.
No. Come on, Emma's back with Ed, so what? Get over it.
Want any help, Chair?
I'm all right, thank you, Nigel Partridge.
It's my fault. I lost all sense of restraint in the gift shop.
Mildred, isn't it?
Yes.
I saw you down at the dig.
That's right. I'm staying in a cottage nearby.
Well, I'm Nigel Partridge. This is my family home.
Oh, it's a wonderful place, Nigel.
Thank you.
The house and gardens blend together so beautifully. I simply had to come back before leaving England.
Oh, she isn't here much longer, see? So we're spending a nice, quiet day together.
When are you going home?
I fly back to Canada on Thursday.
And there's still a lot to see and do, so if you'll excuse us...
We're both about ready for lunch.
In the orangery?
The Bear in Luxley Barrett.
Oh?
It won't be so crowded there.
Oh, well, no. No, the Bear's usually deserted at lunchtime. But for most meals, in fact.
Well, you wouldn't recommend it.
To be truthful, not really.
Well, why don't we leave the packages on the trap and eat here, Joe? You've got that little lock-up.
Oh, it'll be too busy.
No, Kathy always makes sure we have extra staff over lunchtime.
Kathy? Oh, that was the nice woman who advised me on the shire horses.
Yeah, that's her.
You're not taking a shire horse back to Canada.
Oh, no. But I bought one of your beautiful porcelain models for my granddaughter, Desiree. And, of course, I had to find something for Callum.
Well, them toffees might have done.
Kathy showed me all your model cavaliers and roundheads. She was so helpful.
She is. We're going to miss her dreadfully after Friday.
Well, she's leaving?
Yes. Yes, we've organised a little do to say thank you.
Yeah, well, we better be making tracks ourselves.
There's no rush, dear. We've got all day to ourselves.
If you do stay for lunch, you must try one of our own wines.
They caught my eye in the shop, Nigel. I don't remember any vineyards here when I was growing up.
You're a local girl?
I was born in Monk's Walk, the little hamlet outside Darrington.
I know it.
No one would have dreamed of local wines then. I was asking Kathy about the vineyard.
Would you like to see it?
Well, it's too far to get to.
Nonsense, Joe. I'm just going over myself to inspect the grapes.
Really?
Let's stow everything on the trap. Then it'll be my pleasure to run you across.
I've been through it all with Ronnie. The trot-up will be fine. Assessing the footfall.
Oh, do you have to talk with your mouth full?
Making them fit in two shoes in time, no problem. It's afterwards I'm scared about.
Why?
Well, when I'm finished the shooting...
Christopher, it's like looking in a cement mixer.
After the examiners have checked your work, the horses trotted up again.
What, so they can see you've done the job properly?
Mm. Then both of them ask questions. I'm dreading it.
Why? You've done the hard part by then.
The discussion is the hard part. What if my mind goes blank?
Oh, it won't.
I hate talking about what I'm doing. I'd rather just get on with it.
If the shoeing's gone all right, you won't mind.
You'll be fine, love. The examiners must be used to people being nervous.
I hope so. Anyway, I told Bonnie I'd see him at the stables.
Well, if he thinks you'll get through, you'll be all right.
He seems to.
He talks very highly of your work.
This time tomorrow, we'll know. See you later.
Bye, love.
The minute he sees the horse he's got to work with, he'll be all right.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, he'll snap into it automatically.
Well, let's hope at least he can make something of himself.
Yeah, I know. I was so sure last night when she said she had something to tell us.
I could see you were pleased.
Well, I was certain she was going to say Will and her are giving it another go.
I wasn't so sure. She was very nervous.
Why couldn't it be him, Susan? Why does it have to be Ed?
Oh, I know. She's made the worst possible choice. Hasn't she learned anything from the past?
So they're different from the other grapes.
These are the Seville Blanc.
Very interesting.
They produce a very clean-tasting wine, almost like a Chardonnay.
I see.
It's proving very popular. I haven't actually explained how we started making wine here, have I?
And if we had more time, Mildred would be delighted to hear, but she hadn't, so we won't, if you don't mind, Nigel Partridge.
Sorry. I've a tendency to run on.
No, it's been most interesting.
Are you ready to drive back, then?
You go on. We'll walk down in our own time.
You sure? It's quite a stretch.
We'll be glad of the chance to talk. In private.
Oh. Right. Well, it's been very nice to meet you, Mildred.
And you. Thank you so much for your time.
Not at all. Enjoy the walk back.
Bye now.
Joe, dear, were you trying to get rid of Nigel?
Well, when a man set his mind to say something in particular, he don't appreciate interference.
Oh?
It's about your going back.
Ah, no.
Oh, I know you got to. I ain't arguing with that.
It really is best if we say goodbye in the village. Then I'll take the hire car to the airport and you won't be stranded.
I ain't talking about Thursday.
No?
I mean afterwards. What's to stop you coming back to Ambridge in a few months' time? Say at Christmas.
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Joe.
Then what about it?
Well, it's completely impractical, I'm afraid.
Oh, it won't cost nothing for accommodation, if that's what's worrying you.
No,
you can stay with us, Edward's looking to move out. And you needn't worry about the fare.
Oh, dear.
I'll put some aside each week, send it over to help out.
You're so kind.
Well?
I can't. It's simply not possible.
Why not?
Okay. Well,
I don't know what I was thinking of.
Oh.
I had a case of low-loxy wine in the boot. I'd love you to take a bottle back to Canada. With our compliments, Mildred.
How thoughtful of you. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And you are certain about the lift?
Oh, perhaps we will say yes, after all. I mean, if you're sure, it's no trouble.
Oh, no, it's not much of a consolation, love, but at least he's got a job this time. He's been with Oliver quite a while.
Gives her something to fall back on, I suppose.
Yeah.
Will's always been steadier when it comes to work.
Oh, he's going to be so upset.
Yeah, he's a much better match for her.
Oh, sometimes I think Usha's lot have got the right idea. Arranged marriages.
Maybe.
But you can't live their lives for them, can you?
It's important you remember that, Susan. Emma keeps saying they're adults, that they've changed. Well, now they can show it. They can start taking responsibility for their own decisions.
Oh, they've got to decide where they're living, first of all.
And how they're going to manage their jobs, alongside looking after George.
I wonder if they've thought about any of that.
You're not to run yourself ragged trying to make things work. It's up to them.
Of course it is.
It's all very well saying they'd like to stay near Ambridge, but they won't find it easy. Not once they start looking at rents.
No. Oh, Neil, I had such high hopes for her.
I know.
Oh, perhaps we're not being fair.
Hmm?
Well, maybe they have changed. Maybe they will make a go of it this time.
Well,
it's possible, isn't it? If they're sensible, if they work really hard, maybe we'll all be all right and Emma will be happy. Neil?
Yeah. Maybe it will be, love.
Seems like ages. I've been so wanting to see you.
Yeah, Pete's moving an electric fence.
Longest shift I've ever done at Jax.
Oh, I couldn't wait for you to get here, Em. I just wish...
Yeah.
Not the sexiest place in the world to meet up, is it?
The edge of a cow field, not really.
What time are you picking George up?
Not for an hour. I'd ask you to come home with me, but...
Yeah.
Well, I will soon. Mum and Dad need some time to get used to it first.
Yeah, same with me.
Still getting your ears bashed?
No, not too bad. Well...
Well, go on. I want us to share everything.
Well, Dad's been pretty quiet. It's Mum.
I was hoping Clary would be all right with it.
She probably will be, in the end.
What's she been saying?
Oh, you know... didn't work before, so it's not going to work now.
Yeah, but now we're different.
She doesn't get that. She was on the phone to Auntie Rosie yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
She's going on and on about how bad Will's taking it.
I can't believe how upset he was. Oh, it was so horrible.
And when she came off, she gave me such a look. Look, she was really disappointed in me.
Oh, darling. We'll prove him wrong, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll soon show everyone we've done the right thing.
Well, at least Grandad's standing by us.
Is he?
Yeah, he says sometimes you have to follow your heart.
Oh, bless him.
Well, it's not going to make it any easier inviting you home.
We won't have to worry soon. I picked up some leaflets from Rodway's about flats.
Well, I was thinking about being somewhere together sooner than that. Like now?
Really?
Why don't we look at those leaflets in the small barn, eh? If you've got an hour to spare.
What if Oliver comes in?
He's keeping well away at the moment. It will be completely undisturbed.
Do we have to?
Oh, since the sun's finally bothered to show its face, it'd be a pity not to bring adjuncts out here.
2 months, can you believe it? 2 whole months.
For what?
Getting the licence, I told you.
You know, I may have missed some of the finer details in the general torrent of abuse, Matt.
To mitigate the whole wretched development, we have to provide somewhere else for the flaming newts to go.
Yeah, well, I got that far.
Well, we found an appropriate receptor site. We're going to get a pond dug. We're doing everything we can to provide an ideal home for our cold-blooded chums.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Not good enough. We still can't start building. Because we need a licence from Natural England. Under the piddly little animals making a damn nuisance of themselves act or some such.
Oh.
There is one positive, I suppose.
Hmm?
Well, given the state of the housing market, maybe deferring has its upside.
So the world isn't entirely filled with doom and gloom?
Not 100%. It's amazing what a good malt can do.
In that case, you may want to look at your post.
If it's official, I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite official, but I think you'll be interested.
Borsetshire Social Services. Yeah.
Well, look, darling, if now's not the right time...
Yeah, I might as well see what it is. From Lindsay.
I thought it might be.
Well, they've got hold of the original birth certificate.
So what's it say?
Well, it's not in here. She wants me to get in touch, sort out her meeting.
Oh, I see. Well, when will you do that?
Don't know, sometime.
You know, you are free next Wednesday, aren't you?
Hmm?
But you said you had a meeting cancelled there.
No, brought forward. That's why I was with Dave Kedge this morning.
Well, you know, maybe you could pop into Borchester instead.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give them a ring tomorrow, try and arrange something.
Yeah, good idea.
God, he's such a clown.
Hmm?
Dave, can't think outside the box. Or inside it, either.
Oh, well, why not change accountant then?
Well, I'm used to it.
You know, you've got nothing else planned for next Wednesday. Oh, we're having salmon, by the way.
I wonder what it says.
The certificate.
Yeah. And do I really want to know?
Well, do whatever you think best, Tiger. Look, shall I put out the salmon?
Fancy just happening to have a couple of blankets in the bar.
You're the one who said we had to start planning ahead.
No, it was good thinking.
That doesn't stop you getting straw in your hair.
Oh, I haven't, have I?
Yeah, it's at the back.
Oh, I can't go home like that.
No, it's not much. Here, let me...
Better look stupid.
Oh, you look gorgeous, Em.
Mm-hmm. You don't look so bad yourself. But I can't stay any longer.
Oh.
You will tidy up, won't you, Ed? You'll hide the blanket.
Yeah. You need to straighten yourself up along.
I know. What am I going to say if Oliver sees me coming out?
We won't. I told you. Let's keep him well away. That's what I was talking to Mike about.
Oh, yeah. Your ideas for selling other stuff on the round.
Yeah, that's it.
Only somehow you got distracted explaining.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Well, I don't see why we can't shift more local foods from the van. Mike's dead keen.
Are you going to ask Oliver about it?
Well, Mike thinks it's better coming from him.
What, so he can take the credit?
No, only because Oliver's such a grump at the moment. Mike's pretty good at working him around.
As long as he says who thought of it.
Yeah, he will.
Right, I better go.
It's a pity.
I will be thinking about you all evening. What are you going to do?
Try and build my strength up again.
Ed!
I don't know otherwise. Can't go to the bull.
Why not?
Well...
Oh, because of Fallon?
Yeah, more or less.
Has she said something to you?
No, well, that's the point. Well, I was talking to Jazz earlier, you know, about us.
I expect he isn't too pleased.
Oh, he sounds off about everything, Jazz. This week he thinks we're a catastrophe together.
I'm not that surprised.
And next week he'll think we're the best thing since deep-fried cans of lager.
He tried warning me off, yeah? Big time.
Yeah, I know. And me. Forget about him. He'll come round. It's Fallon who's in a real strop.
Oh, no.
Well, with me, anyway. So she won't serve me if I go into the bull.
That is such a shame. I really like her.
Yeah, well, like we said, it's us against the world at the moment. That won't last forever.
I really wanted to stay friends with her.
Well, she's upset now. But Jazz says with a little tour, you know, they'll work with the lies. A couple of months. That won't be a problem.
No, 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 past the river, Mildred, further on.
Oh, yes, you can see the spire quite clearly.
There ain't much of the village you can't get a sight of from up here.
Well, that's why I wanted my last stop to be Lakey Hill. I want a little reminder of everything.
We'd have gone higher, but Bartleby can only get so far on the track.
Oh, this is perfect. Oh, and isn't he good?
Always happy to stop and fill up on grass.
Oh, I am going to miss Ambridge. I've got so many special memories to take back. Cream teas, the bell ringing.
Barbarella.
The wonderful pig and her piglets. Mr. Pullen at the fair.
Oh!
And I'll be thinking about your two grandsons, Joe.
Well, he couldn't get half a dozen words out of William this morning. He's taking it worse than I thought.
I know how worried you are. I hope it'll resolve itself soon. Please tell me what happened.
Oh, I will.
There's so many people here to think about when I get home. Ah. I've had such a wonderful time.
Still ain't said why you ain't coming back.
No.
No, it's all right. No need to explain. You've had more than enough of my company, I think.
Absolutely not, Joe.
No, it don't matter.
That's not true at all.
Isn't it?
When we first met, I had a decision to make. Whether to tell you everything about myself or keep something back.
Oh?
At the time, I kept my own counsel. But I wish I hadn't. I hope it won't hurt you now, dear.
Somebody else you're fond of at home, I expect.
No, nothing like that. Last winter, I was having some problems. I went for tests, and I discovered I have cancer.
But they don't have to be so bad these days.
If we'd found it earlier, maybe not. I don't want to go into the ins and outs.
Oh, no, 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 you don't have to.
I was simply told, don't think too long term.
Ah. Oh, Mildred. I see.
Don't be sorry for me. I've had a very full and mostly very happy life. If it's time, so be it.
We all face the same soon enough. But you look so well.
I've had the best possible care from the most wonderful treatment centre. And when my body seemed to relent for a little, I grabbed the chance to come over. I wanted to round things off by revisiting my childhood, I suppose. Only then, I met you. Instead of living in the past, I started living for today again.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, sometimes I wanted to so much. But this was such a magical time. For a short time, because no one here knew, I was almost able to forget myself.
I see.
It was so selfish of me.
No, no.
It was. I don't know about you, but I feel we've grown very close.
Oh, huh.
So it was entirely wrong. But I enjoyed being with you so much, Joe. I didn't want to put a shadow over our days. I can't imagine what you think of me now. You must be so mad at me.
No.
I misled you.
This past month has meant more to me some ways than any since my Susan died. Now I know how valuable your time is, and you wanting to spend such a chunk of it with me, well, it's even more precious.
Thank you, Joe.
As for what I think to you,
I don't have the words exactly, but... I hope that tells you, my dear.
That's my girl. Yes. You all right, darling?
Oh, you needn't have bothered, Usha. I'd have called again.
I was feeling guilty, Mike. Oh. I keep missing you. I owed 6 weeks.
Well, we're straight now.
And I've ticked off another job.
Right. Well, I'll see you, Usha.
Bye.
Now, make sure she doesn't spend all our money, eh?
Yeah, like I was saying, back end of September, right?
Well, that's the soonest Cartwright's can start work.
Yeah, well, they're busy through the rest of the summer.
Oh, that could get pushed back if they're doing a lot of outside work, if the weather's not on our side.
Well, it's not a definite date, just general idea, but Ted Cartwright's a reasonable bloke.
Well, he seems it.
Hmm. Is Ailey still upstairs?
She's drying her hair.
Hey, it's funny, his brother farms on the side of Darrington.
Does he?
Yeah. I was telling him what I do. He says his brother's in dairy, so I thought, oh, yeah.
Well, possible supplier.
Well, I had to ask, didn't I? Doesn't happen to be Guernsey's, does it? No such luck. It's Holstein's.
So he won't do?
Things do go belly up at Grangeham. I'd much rather stick to Guernsey milk.
Now, Abby, it'd help if you didn't keep kicking your sock off.
That's what the punter's like, but... Well, may not have a choice.
Well, where will you go for ordinary milk, then?
Closer to home, the better, really.
Bridge Farm?
No, never get everyone buying organic.
Brookfield or the one going into Wedgley, Long Barrow?
No, I'll work some of it out. I mean, even if it means buying bottled from one of the big dairies. Hey, don't say anything, mind.
No, I won't.
I mean, Olive Rent made it official yet, and I still hope you'll sink again, so strictly hush-hush, eh?
It'd be a real shame to see the dairy close down.
We're a complete waste. I mean, get past the TB, we'll be all right.
You leave that sock on, madam. Mummy be down in a minute.
You going in with them to Borchester?
No.
Oh. Thought that's what you said last night, with having the morning off.
Well, I'd like to, but decided there's something more important I got to do.
Ed's not in, is he, Joe?
No, he isn't.
I wasn't around for morning milking, and I want to be sure about the weekend. Ed's taking 2 days as arranged. But what I can't remember is, did we say Saturday and Sunday, which is fine, or was it Sunday, Monday? In which case, can we switch to Saturday, Sunday instead? Because I can't cover milking on Monday morning for him. Would it be better if I wrote it down and left him a message?
Can if you like, Oliver Sterling.
Right. I've got a pen somewhere.
What time is it?
Huh? 10 past 11. Just gone.
She's in the air, be now then.
Josh was meant to collect them before he went to his friends.
I don't mind, Ruth.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Whenever you drop in for coffee, you get landed.
Oh, found one. No, it's fine. I like collecting eggs.
At least there's only this corner left.
I've been in court or my office most of the week. I had to work nearly all Sunday.
Oh, dear.
So scrabbling around in an orchard is bliss.
When do you start renting it out?
Blossom Hill. We haven't actually done anything about it yet.
No?
We'll find an agency to handle it when we come back from Italy.
Real life can wait till after the honeymoon, hey?
And another. Can I be egg monitor?
Oh, you're on fire today, Usha.
Agreeing we'd live in the vicarage was the easy part. The real battle is the furniture.
Oh.
We've got two of everything. Wardrobes, sofas, beds.
Well, you've both been running your own homes for years.
So we've been looking through room by room. What to keep. What to use for tenants, and what to get rid of.
That must be hard going.
Not at all. 90% of the time it's perfectly obvious what we should use ourselves. My stuff. It's just poor Alan. Hasn't quite got there yet.
Making a start on bottling up?
Yeah. Oliver.
Huh?
Any chance of sounding something out?
Well, what's that?
I was having a natter with Ed yesterday.
Oh, you still don't know about...
No, not for me, no.
I haven't said we might be closing, but something's got him thinking about the future here.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he's had an idea how to give the rounds a bit of a boost. It ain't a bad one.
Oh, Mike.
We're taking orders and delivering other local foods, you know, like tomato sausages.
Yeah, well, not so long ago, I was thinking on the same lines myself.
Well, that's what everyone's on about, isn't it? Saving food miles, doing your bit for the local economy.
Yes, and if the herd wasn't infected, I'd be all in favour. But it is.
This is looking ahead.
There is no ahead, Mike. Not for the herd, not for the dairy. It's simply managing the way we wind things down. I'm sorry, but that's all that's left.
Oh, that's better. What do you want?
See if you fancy a drink sometime.
You've come all the way to the release pens to ask that?
Wasted 15 minutes going to the tool store first. Pete said you were either there or here.
Well, why not ring if it's so important?
I've tried. 5 voicemails. You want to check your messages sometime?
I've been busy.
Well, you missed a cracking night last night. We're in the bull after nets. Chris Carter brought some of his farrier mates in on a pub crawl. They just finished their exams.
Really?
Yeah. He said it went okay. Finds out in a week. Oh, they're only going to stop for a couple, but it turned into a right old sesh when I left. Should have been there.
I haven't got time to go to the pub, and I need to get on now. There isn't enough light getting into the pens.
Putting the branches in the trailer?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hand then.
I can manage.
It'll do me good. Phoebe says I'm getting podgy.
Don't need any help.
No, I don't mind. I heard about Ed and Emma as well yesterday. Look, I couldn't help wondering. Are you okay with that, Will?
It's at Overton Farm tomorrow morning.
The Borsetshire Grazing Club.
It's the first of the meetings I've had a chance to get to.
Well, are you changing what you do here with the cows?
Oh, we're thinking about it. There's a rational grazing system based on the work of a French scientist from the last century.
Mm.
How come I'm telling you about André Voisin?
Well, it started with a Robin Reliant.
Oh, yeah. Kenton heard they got one at Overton. That's it. But it's not working, so it's no use to him.
Well, what does he want a Robin Reliant for?
Well, for about 5 minutes, he was going to turn up at his birthday party as Del Boy.
Oh.
But I hear he's ditched that and moved on to something else now.
Well, people are dressing up as comedy characters.
Any style from the 80s.
Perhaps Shula could be one of the Golden Girls. Wasn't Blanche the man-eater?
Oosha!
I'm only trying to be helpful.
You are a very naughty woman.
Oh, I'll be much nicer once I'm married. And never speak badly of your sister-in-law again.
Is it starting to feel real?
I know Alan and I are meant to be very mature and above such things, but I'm actually getting very excited.
Oh.
And once we've come to an agreement on the furniture, everything's settled.
You didn't explain why he doesn't want your sofa in the vicarage.
The slip cover. Too girly, he says.
Ah.
By which I think he means too well designed and appealing to the eye.
I see.
He's a lovely, lovely man, but he must have been off school the day they taught good taste.
You don't rate his stuff, then?
Well, his dining table's gorgeous. You know the oak one?
Oh, yeah.
Good, solid, simple, real classic. Unfortunately, not much else lives up to it.
Oh, dear.
And the worse something is, the more he's attached to it. He talks about his bed as though it's a work of art.
And you don't like it?
It has the ugliest headboard you have ever seen. A hideous brass rail at the bottom.
You don't want to be waking up in that, then?
No. Especially when my bed is so comfortable and will look perfect in the main bedroom.
But he doesn't agree.
We haven't got that far on the list yet.
You've got a list?
Well, not on paper, up here. A slowly unrolling programme of improvements to make the vicarage habitable. Starting with the garden.
Well, that's quite a jungle, isn't it?
I keep waiting for the cast of Lost to walk out.
And inside the house?
Oh, plenty to do there as well. But I have learned one thing from experience, Ruth. Only mention one or two things to Alan at a time. He takes fright otherwise.
can shift those if you like.
Yeah, no sweat.
Then we're about done here.
Yeah.
Should let enough light in this end to dry their feathers after the rain.
Oh, right. That's what we've been doing.
They're really vulnerable to the weather, first few days in the pens.
Yeah, I guess they must be. So, it was a bit of a shock when Emma told you, but now you're not bothered.
Not at all.
Right. Reckon you'll stay on good terms with Emma?
I don't care if I never speak to her again in my life.
Oh. Doesn't sound like you're okay with it.
Why do I want to talk to her?
Well, she's George's mum.
So?
It was a lot easier for Phoebe when me and Kate got back on terms.
I don't want to talk to her. She hasn't been straight with me.
Emma?
Seeing him, you're letting me think...
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
A while back, you said things were going all right between you.
She was being so friendly, so nice to me, like it used to be.
Oh, and you thought...
Till Ed smashed in between us again.
Oh.
Couldn't leave it, could he? Couldn't bear to see me happy.
I hadn't realised you still felt that way about her.
Oh, he makes me sick.
Oh, must have been a right kick in the guts. Oh, I am sorry, mate. It's never easy when you feel that way. Getting over someone, but at least you got George.
That's what really gets me. He hasn't just got Emma now, has he? He's going to be living with George as well. Happy little family. Makes me want to throw up.
Will?
I have my son a day and a half each week. Him, the marriage breaker, he's going to have him the whole time. Where's the justice in that? You tell me, where's the justice?
Well, I know it seems rough.
How long before George starts treating Ed like his real dad?
No.
And I'm no one.
That isn't going to happen.
Yes, it is. I can't stop it. He always does it to me. Wasn't enough smashing up my marriage. He's going to be George's stepfather now. Take him away from me as well.
He won't.
He will. That's what Ed does. He won't stop till I've got nothing left to live for.
Yeah, I won't keep you long, David.
That's okay.
But I promised Mrs. Anderson I'd address her concerns.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lights around the green. She's worried if they're switched off, she'll be stumbling home from church in the dark.
Oh, well, not unless you're putting services on after midnight, Alan.
Midnight? Ah.
That's the cut-off point the parish council's proposing.
I told her it was unlikely to affect her. I thought it best to check, all the same.
Well, it may not happen anyway, because there's been some opposition from Gleeblins.
Oh.
David? Yeah? We're off now. I've finished the hoovering.
Oh, thanks, Emma.
I've been again Monday morning.
Right.
Hello, Emma.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hello, George.
Aren't you going to say hello?
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, he's gone all shy.
No, don't worry about it.
Right, I'll see you then.
Right.
Come on, Georgie.
Probably no idea who I am. Well, look, thanks for that. I'll tell Pauline Anderson not to worry.
Absolutely no need to.
She's a dear soul, but she does fret sometimes. I suspect she'll have been on about the eclipse this morning.
Yeah, Dad was grumbling about not being in Greenland so he could see a total eclipse.
Well, a partial one's probably quite enough for Pauline. She's got a tendency to see signs and portents everywhere. I'd best let you get on, David, actually.
Yeah, tell her there'll be a lot more consultation before anything happens.
Yeah, we'll do, OK.
Bye. Oh, David, when you and Ruth got married...
Yes?
Did she suddenly reveal herself to be an interior design guru?
Ruth?
With unshakable opinions on furniture.
Oh.
Well, whatever's making you ask that, Alan?
Ed?
Oh, you're right, Em.
I can't stop.
Well, hang on.
George is in the car. We're going shopping in Borchester.
Oh, you can say hello. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you doing at tea time?
Nothing.
Do you want to have tea with me and Georgie?
Yeah, of course. Where?
At home.
What about your mum and dad?
Mum's doing a stock take till 8. Dad and Chris have got ringing practice.
Oh, nice one.
Will's picking George up straight after tea and then we'll have the house to ourselves for an hour.
Oh, will we now?
That's if we can think of any way to pass the time.
Don't shoot, Will. I'll come quietly.
It isn't loaded. I'm cleaning it.
I see.
And if Mum sent you up here, she's wasting your time.
Your Mum? No, I haven't spoken to Clary for days.
Or whoever it was. I'm all right, Alan. Don't need checking on.
That's not why I'm here. But if there's a problem...
There isn't, OK?
Oh, no, fine, fine.
I don't need to be phoned every 5 minutes or people calling in. I'm perfectly all right.
Oh, yeah, I see. I came to ask about the bell ringing.
What?
Though I'm not sure you'd be interested now.
What about it?
Oh, I've been nipping round the village, seeing who's coming to St. Bride's next week. You know, to support our team in the competition.
Oh.
I had wondered if... Well, Colin Kennedy told me that you were once a ringer in Janet Fisher's time.
Yeah, not for long.
No, but...
And I made a complete hash of that as well.
Right, I hadn't realised. All the same, if you did want to come, just for an evening out, you could share a car with me and Usha.
I'm too busy.
Ah. Well, never mind.
Though, thanks for asking.
No, not at all. And I'm sorry if I've unintentionally touched a nerve there. but clearly there is something troubling you. Is there anything I can help with?
You don't know?
No.
Well, you must be the only person in Ambridge who doesn't. My brother's shacking up with Emma again.
Ah, that must be difficult for you.
No. They can do what they like.
Really?
Throw themselves off a cliff if they want to. It's only my son I'm worried about.
Yeah?
He's going to totally mess up his life.
Ah.
Ruin everything.
So you're concerned it'll change the way that things
right,
are.
Thanks between... for asking about the bell ringing. Like I said, I've too much on. So I can't stand around chatting.
Need any help, David?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, what's the matter with her?
Oh, I'm not sure. She's not looking right.
Broken-mouthed?
Well, I thought I'd take a look. How'd you get on?
It was good.
Look at that.
Oh, not many left, has she?
And her gums aren't looking too clever.
No.
Coming to the end of her useful life, I'm afraid.
She won't go for another year?
No, I don't think so. I'll put her in with the cull group. So... how'd you get on at Everton?
It was fascinating.
Yeah?
Steve and Valerie showed us the paddocks they've established. It's such an efficient use of grass.
Oh, I know.
I'm even more convinced we should go for it here.
The full Monty?
Well, why not? We're halfway there with extended grazing already.
Well, I like the idea of keeping them out even longer.
It's only the second year they've done it at Overton, but Valerie said calving's been going really well since they switched over.
Yeah, it'd be good to see more calves born outside.
So, are we going for it?
Well, I'm game. Yeah, we can put everything in place during the rest of the summer.
Then move to intensive grazing next spring?
Yeah, why not? I was actually pretty much sold on the idea when we did the farm walk.
Excellent.
So?
Well, we need to divide the fields up into, what, about 30 paddocks?
Uh-huh.
We need a water supply in each one.
Yeah.
And upgrade some of the tracks. They'll be getting more wear if we're keeping the herd out longer.
Yeah, well, we'll need a few completely new ones, won't we?
One or two. We knew we'd have to.
Yeah, I'm not grumbling. See if I can track down some rubble.
At Overton, they started using railway sleepers, concrete ones. They say they're ideal.
Well, if you can get hold of them.
We can, if we're quick enough.
Oh, yeah?
The main line through Hollerton's been upgraded, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Valerie says there's a stack of old sleepers going begging. She's given me a number to ring.
Yeah. Then what are you wasting time on me for, then, eh? Go on, get on the phone.
You don't think it's worth working out how many we'll need first?
Well, if you're going to be picky...
So, where exactly were you thinking, Olaf?
I want the light falling on it when I put my makeup on.
Okay.
So, ideally, there. Almost opposite the window.
Yeah, well, there's not really enough room there for a dressing table, though.
Oh, not at the moment, but if your chest of drawers went through to the guest room...
Hang on, if we do that, I've got nowhere for my socks and pants, so...
Oh.
No, I'm not trying to be awkward.
No, you're quite right.
Yeah.
We'll need plenty of storage.
See, I bought that chest as soon as I came out of college, one of my first pay packets.
Well, how about we put the chest of drawers and the wardrobe into the guest bedroom?
How does that help? Because then I've got nowhere for my trousers or shirts either.
Yes, you have.
If my wardrobe goes...
Mm. If they both go, it'll leave room for the pine units.
Which pine units?
The ones at Blossom Hill.
Oh.
But I don't use half the space in them, so we can have one each.
Yeah, but where would they go?
In the alcoves. Well, they've got drawers, and so there won't be a sock crisis.
But they might not fit, though.
Oh, yes, they will.
Sure.
But I happened to have a tape measure with me yesterday.
Oh, did you? Oh, no, we can't have them in here anyway.
Why not?
Well, you're always talking about coordinating, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I might not read the right magazines, but I do know that strip pine won't look good either side of a mahogany headboard.
Oh.
I mean, you see what I mean, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so let's just go back
you're right.
To the beginning.
I've been fighting to keep the headboard, but it may have to go.
But it can't. The bed's not the same without it.
Well, my bed would go very nicely in here.
Hold on.
In fact, you're probably right. It'll suit the room much better. It's much less fussy.
No, you can't tell me this bed doesn't suit the room.
Well...
Of course it does. The headboard's almost the same colour as the wallpaper.
But, Alan, darling...
Yes?
I'm not talking about now, am I? I'm talking about after we've redecorated.
You're going to be quite a handful when we're married, aren't you, madam?
Yes, all right. There's no one in but me.
Oh, no.
Look, George isn't back yet, Will.
Moved in already?
No, Em's running late.
Didn't take long.
No, she told me to let myself in. I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah, too right.
Look, she just rang. She'll be back with George in 5 minutes. She couldn't find any sandals. You know what broad feet he's got.
What?
Will?
You're telling me about my son?
No.
I pay for his shoes. I pay. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He's my son. I look after him. Don't ever forget it.
Okay, back off, will you?
Whatever else you've stolen, you're not getting him. Got it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going in the kitchen. You wait here.
Yeah, that's right. Run away.
No, it's just better if we...
How long, Ed?
Hey?
How long did you plan snatching her back?
Look, I didn't, okay?
No.
Look, mate.
I'm not your mate.
Just back off, will you?
I'm not even your brother. Not anymore. You stabbed me in the back.
It's not like that.
Me and the whole family. When you did a runner, we took you back, you pathetic druggie.
Will?
Why didn't you stay gone?
I could have died.
What? And that's bad?
What?
Worse than this, wrecking my life, wrecking George's life.
Oh, you've lost it, mate.
I haven't even started.
You shouldn't even have him when you're like this.
What?
You're in no fit state. Look at you.
Telling me I can't have my son.
I'm saying you can't.
Bastard.
Calm down, Will.
He's mine, not yours.
Get off.
George is mine.
Will, stop it.
Got it.
You.
Just.
I'll get you out as soon as I've taken the vaccine, Georgie. Will! Will, what are you doing? Get off him! Stop it! Stop it! You're going to kill him! Ed!
What?
Come on!
Ed! Is he?
Get out!
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.